Chillicothe will play the goal to the right of your radio dial, the one in front of the stage. It will be Higginsville's ball on the far end of this, far end of the gym against the wall. Evan Dyer, the 6'8 senior, getting the start in the second half along with his younger brother. Cooper, Haynes, and Elmore. Elmore, top of the key, goes over to Haynes, left wing, gives it back to Elmore. Feed to Dyer at the high post. Chillicothe, the normal starting five. Pass stolen by McKitty. Shreds the defenders, lays it up, and a good start to the second half. Nate McKitty with the steal and the lay-in. 12-point lead. Loose basketball. Dyer comes up with it. The shorter of the Dyer. That three ball doesn't fall from the left wing. And Chillicothe lets it go out of bounds. So Chillicothe, a bucket already in the first 30 seconds and an opportunity for back-to-back buckets here. Lamp, left wing, up top, Graves, right side, McKitty. Oh, pass into Snyder, over the back by Haynes, they let it go. Right side, the younger Dyer. Well, you got to call it the same way both ways, gentlemen. You got to call it the same way on both ends of the floor. I'm going to call Snyder for pushing off there. His second. They lob it into Dyer, tips it back to his shorter brother who misses it. So Chillicothe catches another break. McKitty up top gives it to Haynes, left wing, gives inside to Graves. Graves goes to work, and another foul on Evan Dyer. That's number three on him. He's the Evan 6'8", Eli, they list a 6'2". I think he's closer to 6'4". Wagner and Thurkeld set to check in. Graves at the line. Was there in the first quarter. And makes this one. Cooper and the 6'8 Dyer checks out. So we still have the younger Dyer, Wagner, Elmore, Haynes, and Thurkill for the Huskers. Walker Graves makes both of them, and it's down to a 10-point game. Chillicothe, their normal starting five in there. Snyder, McKitty, Hayward, Lamp, and Graves. Huskers with the ball, circle left. Haynes working it against Snyder. Snyder slides right with him. Right side to Eli Dyer. Feed into Walker, Wagner. He wants nothing to do with Graves. Fires it back out. Haynes drives the boulevard or drives the baseline, and there's really nothing the foot shorter, the 8-inch shorter Mason Hayward can do to defend him. So Haynes with an easy bucket. He's got 11 of the team's 31. Back up to a 12-point lead. McKitty skips it down the baseline to Lamp. Lamp long range. Deuce nails it. Brandon Lamp, nothing but the bottom of the net. Circle left. Now, Ken, it's 31-21. Chillicothe has gone from down by 17 to down by 10 in this game. Down by 17 late in the second quarter. Loose basketball. Thurkild wasn't expecting it. McKitty comes up with it. McKitty races down court, stops at the free throw line. Can't get it to fall, and Haynes with a rebound. McKitty with a rare miss. 5:40 left to play in the third quarter, 31-21. Huskers with the lead. Haynes for Higginsville with the ball. Left wing, Snyder slides with him. Kick out Dyer, three ball. They don't respect his outside shooting. And he's 0 for 2 in this quarter. Walker Graves with a rebound. Here comes Chillicothe. Brandon Lamp gives it back out to Snyder. Up top, now dish inside to McKitty. Graves from top of the key, dished into McKitty. And Huskers want a timeout. Chillicothe has moved from 17 to 8. A nice start to the second half. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI. Chillicothe came out of this halftime locker room determined, and they have stepped things up. Higginsville knows that they got a game on their hands again. 31-23, Huskers with the lead. Elmore across the timeline, the 5'11 senior. Goes over to the wing to Mason Haynes. Kick out to Cooper. Cooper blocked from behind by Lamp. Lost out of bounds. They say Chillicothe touched it last. And Dyer will inbound it. They list him at 6'2". He's more like 6'5", I think. Dyer up top to Elmore. Back to Dyer on the wing. Haynes inside. Nice spin move. Spun right into Cade Snyder. Reached for the ball. And although Snyder's been smacked around physically several times, he can't get a call to go his way. That's the third foul on Cade Snyder. Second team foul. Cade's going to have to be a little careful. Nice crowd here for this one, both in the Hornet red and the Husker blue. Malcolm Elmore high between the circles. Free throw line to Haynes. Pivots, drops it inside to Wagner. Fadeaway jumper. Wagner, no. Weak side rebound. Chillicothe's Walker Graves. McKitty taps his chin. That's the play. Gets it to Graves. Back up top to McKitty. They go over in the corner to Snyder. Back to Lamp. Circle left. Up top, McKitty. Sees a three ball. Off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Snyder boxing out for the rebound. Out of bounds. Off Dyer. Chillicothe's ball. Outside shot just is not there. Willard made one, and we are one of eight from the outside. McKitty inbounds it. Inside to Graves. Graves goes up strong, and in the matchup between the two muscles, Graves and Wagner, Graves is winning that matchup easily. That's the fourth foul on Tucker Wagner. And he'll come out, and we'll get in for the first time J.J. McCoy, a 6'2 sophomore, who's got a little beef to him as well. First one is in for Walker Graves. Five for Graves, six for McKitty, your leading scorers. Haynes with 11 to lead the Huskers, 31-24, 31-25. And it's a six-point lead now for the Huskers. It was 12 a couple moments ago. Great comeback for Chillicothe, slowly edging the way back into the game. Malcolm Elmore top of the key. Right side to McCoy. Back up top to Haynes now. Right side to Dyer. Up top to Cooper. Circle left to McCoy. Working the perimeter right now. Dyer working against McKitty. Up top to Elmore, working against Haynes. Bounce pass into McCoy. McCoy couldn't handle it. Lost it out of bounds. Here comes Chillicothe. They'll inbound it back court. Huskers set up their half-court defense. Down court, underneath to Adler Marshall. Marshall splits the defenders, loses the ball, gets it back, and a jump ball is called. And I think he got a finger to the eye there from Dyer. Foul, and it's a jump ball. So possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way. Ben Jones will check in for Adler. It looks like he got his left eye poked by Eli Dyer by accident. McKitty lobs it all the way up top to Hayward. Back to McKitty, circle left. Inside the paint to Graves. Can't get it to fall. Jones with a physical rebound. And was fouled. We got a call going our way that time. Second foul on Malcolm Elmore. Third team foul. Chillicothe two against him. We'll try it again. They get it into Graves. Skips it back to McKitty. McKitty dribbles out of trouble. Gets it down to Graves. Low post. Too far under the bucket. Cooper steals the pass now. Cooper down court. Passed it to Elmore. Through Elmore's hands and out of bounds. Huskers not the team they were in the second quarter. Still pretty good though. 31-25. Chillicothe has whittled it from 17 to just 6. During the course of this game. Lamp, right wing, looks off a tray. McKitty up top. Give and go, McKitty on the wing now. Graves, kick out. Hayward for three. Yes, yes, yes! Mason Hayward, count it! The three ball! And now it was 17, now it's just three. Can they keep it up? And there's a stolen pass by Ben Jones. He took it out of Mason Haynes' hands. Down court, Brandon Lamp. His pass to Hayward, knocked out of bounds by hustling Mason Haynes. Oh, what a dandy of a game this third quarter has been. 2:29 left. Jones comes out. Willard comes in for a little added outside boost. Up top, Lamp. I tell you that fouls on fourth foul on Wagner, third on the 6A Dyer have really helped Chillicothe's cause. Hayward shut off from the three-point opportunity. Top of the key, give to Graves just outside the paint. Spins, deals, serves it up, drops it in. Walker Graves with the bucket, and it's a one-point game. If you're listening to Chillicothe, stand up and shout. Higginsville wants a timeout. It's red and black time at the old Cameron Gymnasium. Chillicothe trailing by just one. 2:04 left in the third. Back after this on KCHI. Welcome back. 2:04 left in the third. 31-30. Chillicothe down by a point in the third quarter. Huskers ball. They inbound it. Baseline right. That'll be Eli Dyer's job. They kick it into Cooper. Back to Dyer on the wing. McKitty fights through a screen. Up top, the point guard, Elmore. Circle left to the 6'5 Haynes. Dish inside. Hornets with the steal. McKitty's going to go coast to coast. And the Hornets have the lead. Oh, baby, you got to love it. The Tornado gives the Chillicothe Hornets their first lead since the first quarter. 32-31. Cooper, nice drive, can't finish it off. And Walker Graves with a rebound. Here comes Chillicothe, a minute 25 left in the third. Willard, right wing. Give it in to the free throw line to Graves. Kicks it back out. Hayward calls the play from the point guard spot. Willard, right wing. Around the horn we go to McKitty, circle left. McKitty leaves it for Walker Graves. Just inside the arc, doesn't get it to fall. Haynes with a nice rebound for the Huskers. Lays it up, count it. Haynes goes coast to coast and pops in the toast. And it's 33-32. Hornets down by one. They collapse on Hayward. He kicks it out. And McKitty comes up with it. Oh, look at McKitty going on a dribbling exhibition there. They were on him like June bugs on a frog, and he handled the pressure well. Finally drew the foul against Witch Husker. Fourth team foul, thrill killed. 6'8 Dyer has to come in now. That's the third foul on Elmore, their point guard. Cooper and McCoy set down. So we got the height back in again with the 6'8 Dyer. They lob it up top to Jack Willard on the inbounds play. 32 seconds left. Willard between the circles, the sophomore. Chillicothe playing two sophomores, three seniors right now. McKitty milks it down. 20 seconds left. Huskers will let him play for the last play of the quarter. 33-32. Higginsville by a point. 14-13 seconds left. Here comes the play now. And here we go. They circle to Hayward on the far side. Feed inside to Lamp. Lamp, little problems. And Willard comes up, knocks it loose at the buzzer. Otherwise, that would have been a layup. And Dyer is frustrated. Higginsville a little frustrated right now. And now Haynes goes over and talks to one of the officials about something. So Higginsville a little frustrated. We're back in 60. Hornets down by a point. Fourth quarter next, KCHI.